So every once in a while, my life sort of unfolds musically. I don't know if it does for you guys, but it does for me every once in a while. And earlier this week, one of the readings for the daily mass was from Ecclesiastes. And this is a reference that some of you might know, a time for this and a time for that and a time for this and a time for that. And so as I got up to preach my homily that day, I said, there's another reference that came to mind while I was listening to that reading, and it was, does anybody really know what time it is? And so we get together, a few of us get together and talk about the masses and what we're going to do and what slides we're going to, you know, what slides we're going to project and this, that, and the other thing. And after the mass planning the other day, I asked Joe Kuba, who is our, you know, musical guru, if he'd ever heard a song called He Took 100 Pounds of Clay. Does anybody remember that song? It's a version of creation. He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey, listen, on and on and on and on. Yeah, okay. Look it up and Google it. It'll be fun to listen to on the way home. And then I sat down, and I really started thinking about these readings. They're harsh readings in some ways. They really challenge us. I know they challenge me. As many of you know, I was divorced. My marriage was annulled, and I was allowed to become a priest. And so it's very difficult for me to talk about the permanence of marriage with any kind of integrity or transparency because, well, I really screwed it up. It didn't happen for me. And so every once in a while I come across a reading that's pretty difficult. And this is one of them. So, as always, we get to make choices in our lives, and so we do. If we listen to Genesis, we're in the creation story. And if you remember the Genesis story, each time God created something, he stopped, and he looked at it, and he admired it, and he said, he saw it, and he looked upon it, and it was good. It was good. It was good. It was good. And he came to man, and he looked upon it, and it was good, but there was something missing. The something that was missing is that in all creation, everything that he created loved him back because they were created by him. The universe loves God because God created the universe, and so he receives the love of the universe. But God wanted to create something that would choose to love him back. Would choose it. And so into a perfect creation, he tossed goodwill. Boy. He tossed goodwill and he tossed free will. That's what he tossed. Free will. Why would he do that? He had a perfect creation. Man loved God because he was created by God, and so he loved him. But God wanted more. I want you to choose to love me. And so, that's what he did. He created free will. And that didn't go too well for us. You know, the story in the garden. It's not about apples, it's not about snakes, it's not about this, that, or the other thing. It's about we chose something different than he had hoped for. We chose pride, and we chose arrogance, and we chose disobedience. And God said, okay, you've chosen that. There are consequences for that. And off you go. But I love you. I still love you. And because I love you, I will send my son to set the balance aright. My son will redeem all of the sins that have been created and will be created in our lives because of our free will. He will redeem those sins by his death and resurrection. And all I ask of you is that you try to be the best that you can possibly be. Don't settle. Work as hard as you can to understand that the perfection that I started with, you are capable of reaching toward. Will we get there? Of course not. We are broken. But God calls us to reach for it, to choose to love, whatever it costs. And sometimes it costs a lot. But he calls us nonetheless. And as you've heard me say before, Jesus sets the bar. He tells us what he wants, and then he shows us how to come about it. How do you do that? How do I get there, God? How do I love you unreservedly, the best that I can? Bring me a child. Bring me a child. Children love unreservedly. Are they perfect? No, guys, I'm sorry, you're not. Hi, guys. But they love unreservedly. They love wholeheartedly. If you've ever sat and watched children just running around, it's amazing. And so he says, I want you to love me. I want you to choose to love me the best that you can. And this is what it looks like. You come to me, you come to God, you come to the world as a child. Loving wholeheartedly, loving unreservedly, loving in innocence. That's what you have to do. There are hard scriptures to be read and dealt with in our lives, in all of our lives. But the bottom line is that that's what it's about, God's love in our lives and how we invite it in and how we nurture it and care for it and say yes to it. Because we can say no if we choose to. We have free will. And sometimes we do say no. And so God comes to us again and asks, did you really mean that? You want to rethink what you've done? Here's another opportunity. And here's another opportunity. And here's another opportunity. Oh, yes, Peter, here's another opportunity to show your love for me. So we get them in our lives as well. A long time ago, I decided that despite the life that I led before I got this gig, God decided he could use me. And so I try to let him do that. Am I good at it? I'm certainly not perfect. But we are all called to the challenge. We are all called to meet that challenge with passion, with intention, with consistency, with commitment every day of our lives.